The drowning. Seeking luck through the evening, he spat into the torn mouth of the first fish pulled on board. "Fish's eyes have seen strange things," he murmured, the uneasy burden of a prophetic word. With darkness came a listening wind. The sea made mouths at us all night. Not until the break of light did he come in, off Heddle's Port, pockets inside out, mouth full of the ocean's spit. Suppose what they say is true. We sink beneath the sea, lost in the flood of memory. Then say his last journey was no macabre pirouette through the watery dark, but that he went down serenely, wrapped, as in a childhood zone, in the whirling silence of a snowstorm under an oval dome.